limiting beliefs that are killing your dream.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I am delighted to be bringing you this podcast since 2009 on the Law of Attraction, on personal empowerment, on the magic of light, and on success. You know, limiting beliefs, they are the strangler to our dreams. There is nothing more that will cut off the oxygen than limiting beliefs. They cut off everything. All hope disappears when you engage in limiting beliefs. One of the things that I find interesting is when I work with clients, I am trained to listen to their language. It's a neurolinguistic technique that I use, and I'm listening to how they phrase things, and they will oftentimes try to correct their language. And you can kind of hear them struggling because they don't want to say things in the old way, but they still think that way. It's interesting that as you correct your language, as you correct your speech patterns, your thought patterns begin to change. And as you change your thought patterns, your speech patterns begin to change. So there's an interesting effect there, because you can change one or the other or both. It's very powerful to catch these language patterns that develop in people. I think what's important when it comes to limiting beliefs is to develop the skills to catch your own language patterns so that you can then slowly begin changing them. Let's go through some limiting beliefs that are killing your dreams. One, believing that you need to struggle or work hard in order to be successful. I mean, that just isn't true. There are people that work very, very hard. There's a guy down by the freeway entrance, and this man is there from about 11 o'clock in the afternoon until 11 o'clock in the evening. And I don't know how far he has to travel, but he comes walking in on a walker, and he carries a chair with him, and he panhandles for money, holds a sign up, and stares at people as their car is waiting for the light to change, and kind of tries to make them feel guilty for not giving to him. He works very hard. I mean, this guy worked half as hard at a productive job, he would make a ton of money. If he opened up his own company and worked half as hard, he's working a 12-hour day in blistering heat, in the snow, in the rain, in the cold. And he does it every day. I don't think he has missed but a couple days since I've lived here. So, you know, what can I say? He works hard, but he doesn't make a lot of money. He gets a dollar here, a dollar there. So believing you need to struggle and work hard to make the kind of money that you truly want to make is a limiting belief. I mean, you're welcome to have the belief if you want, if it empowers you in some way. but it is limiting. Another limiting belief is that you are a failure. That it's easier to fail than it is to succeed. The truth of the matter is, if you just get out of bed and show up, you've done 50% of the work necessary to succeed. Just showing up. Now, if you can do a little bit more than that, you'd be about average. And if you do even a little bit more than that, you kind of plan things out, you'll be highly successful. A limiting belief that you are a failure is a limiting belief that is just not worth buying into. Because successful people fail all the time. Babe Ruth, as you know, failed 7 out of every 10 times at bat. And yet he's considered one of the greatest sluggers of all times. So let's talk more about these limiting beliefs. They're dangerous, and they completely destroy the law of attraction. There is nothing positive about a limiting belief. Nothing rewarding about a limiting belief. Yet people hang on to them as if it were a sacred religious artifact. They just love to hang on to that limiting belief. As if somehow having an excuse for not achieving your dreams makes it easier somehow, makes it better. It doesn't. It just causes you more pain and just holds you back even more. We'll be right back, but you've got to listen to this important message if you are serious about changing your life and helping others.
Are you looking for a new direction for your life? Are you tired of working for the man at your dead-end job? Is there a yearning inside of you to help others? You could be a candidate to join Robert Zink's Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Team. Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Hawes invite you to join this 6-month intensive to become a certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. You will learn the secrets of the ancient mystery schools, energy healing, magic, Kabbalah, hermetics, hypnosis, NLP, advanced secrets of the law of attraction, and more. As a certified miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, you will be able to guide others to personal empowerment, success, and abundance. Call now to join the team, 775-298-5052. That's 775-298-5052. Clearly leave your name and number so we can get started right away. Enrollment is filling up fast. For more information, write to lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. It's time for you to bring deep purpose to your life. Start the Certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Intensive today.
Another limiting belief is the fear of rejection. Look. People reject people for no other reason than it just doesn't appeal to them at the time. You know, our podcast has hit well over 1 million people. You know, the majority do not call for miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Does it mean that they've rejected my message? No. They get what they need. And that's how it works. You have to just continue to throw spaghetti against the wall in life and only count on some of it to stick. You know what I'm saying? It's not about everybody loving you. It's about the right people loving you. Our next fear is believing other people. Fear is believing that other people's success diminishes our own. If you're worried about how your brother is doing, how your sister is doing, how the neighbors are doing, you know, then you're playing a game. You're not working from the inside out. Real success comes from the inside and goes outward. It doesn't come from the outside and go inward. You know, that's superficial success. But lasting success that has impact on your life and other people's lives comes from the inside and goes out. So that's a huge limiting belief that other people's success diminishes your own. I think one of the most dangerous limiting beliefs that a person can have, in my opinion, is that money is just hard to make. Money's not hard to make. Money is easy to make. You just have to know how. One of the things that I was reading the other day is about a gentleman who's made a ton of money. Do you know what his secret is? Can you guess? His secret, his biggest secret, is that he reads a book a day. He reads a book a day. Not a book a week, not a book a month, a book a day. Now think about that. He more than likely skips all the introduction stuff and all the fluff and gets right down to the meat. He probably has trained himself how to speed read and pick up the core of that book. But he claims that's his biggest secret to success, reading a book a day. I can't argue with him. I mean, the guy has got a Lamborghini in his garage. He's got a new house, and he's done it by knowledge. Knowledge. You see, money's easy to make when you have the knowledge, when you know how to make it. Are you reading a book a month? Are you reading a book a week? This guy's reading a book a day. Another limiting belief that I think is real dangerous is that work is never fun. Work can be a lot of fun. There's all kinds of things that you can do to make work fun. And if you can't find a way to make your work a little bit more exciting, a little bit more rewarding, more fun, then you need to figure, you need to maybe sit down and do some research and see what Google does. Because people want to work at Google for no other reason than it's fun. But it's also productive. So maybe you need to figure out what they're doing and do it in your business or your company as well. Because they're very successful at what they're doing. Here's some more. I'm not important, or I'm not lovable. I'm not good enough. I'm a bad person. Those are all devastating, limiting beliefs. You are a rock star. You are a superstar. You are anything and everything you want to be. You may be the next great businessman. Whatever your inner goals are, you can be that person. You are that person. Just let it out. Never, never allow yourself the opportunity to put yourself down or to allow others to put you down. You're too special for that. I can't be myself. Why can't you be yourself? You can be anything you want to be. There's nothing beyond your limits, your boundaries. You know, here's one that a client gave me today, and I told him I was going to put it in the next podcast, and here it is. Over time, life just beats you down. Why would I want to believe that over time life just beats you down when I could believe over time life just gets easier? Over time, the lovemaking gets sweeter. Over time, the food tastes better. Over time, you see what I'm saying? I can believe that over time life beats me down, or over time I'm going to make a lot more money. Over time I'm going to be a lot happier. Does it mean that there are not challenges? Of course there are. There are always challenges. You had challenges in your 20s. You had challenges in your 30s. You had challenges in your 40s. You'll have challenges in your 90s. That's the world we live in. But those challenges, they can make you a better person. They can make you more productive. they can bring out the best in you. That's a belief that I choose to have. Isn't that a better belief? How about this limiting belief? I'm just not worthy. I'm just not lovable. I get that a lot from people who are going through breakups. And they say, I guess I'm just not lovable, or I'm not worthy. You're more than worthy. You know that. Start liking yourself. Start loving yourself. Do things each day that express how much you love yourself. Have you gone through your body parts? One of my favorite exercises. Have you gone through your body parts and told each body part how much you love it? Do you love your foot? Your feet, for being able to walk and keep you standing upright? Have you picked up a dime lately or a needle? Your hands can do that. You see, you have things to be grateful for. You're worthy. You're more than worthy. And look at Stephen Hawking. His body doesn't do those things anymore. His body has stopped doing those things, but his mind continues to expand. Fear of success, is that a limiting belief? How about this limiting belief? All rich people are bad. How about this limiting belief? Well, if I grow my company, I'll have more headaches. You see, you're just filling your head full of BS. You don't need these limiting beliefs anymore. You don't need to fear your own greatness. Now, today, I want you to find one little thing about yourself that you love and focus on it. Focus on your greatness, how special you are, how unique you are, what you bring to the table, so to speak, that nobody else can bring. There's something about you that's unique and special. Focus on it. Expand upon it. Start loving yourself. There's no room for limiting beliefs, except that limiting belief. Okay? Hi, I'm Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your alchemy life coach. I want to remind you to visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. We'll talk to you soon. You have a great day now. You deserve it. Bye-bye.